the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, sticking with sport, Gary explained there some of the traits that have brought him success on and off the pitch. So do elite athletes have something extra that helps them in business after they leave the field of play? Our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, has been finding out.
So I'm Una Leonard. I am from Mullingar, County Westmeath, and I own 22 Tempatistry. I played with Westmeath Camogie as well. So I was born with a hurl in one hand and a whisk in the other hand.
From Camogie to cakes, Una still applies what she learned on the pitch to her business.
You're absolutely sunk into the ground because it's so mucky. There's barely a shred of grass left on the pitch. It's like the last 10 minutes. It doesn't matter how far we're down. I'm like, it's not over till the final whistle. There's something magical about that last 10 minutes that you just don't know what's going to happen or what way it's going to go. And oh, imagine if we got like 2 goals or 3 goals. We're straight back in this. I just love it. I have like that adrenaline nearly. All of a sudden you're giving Rocky a run for his money for the best comeback of all time during a friendly and in the sticks of Brownstown, County Westmeath. And it's the same in the kitchen. You're coming to the end of like a big shift or a big orders and you really have to push on, or you have to drive on that little bit further. I actually think that's when I come into play a little bit more. I think that's when I can actually pull a team together, and that's when I can get everybody working that little bit better. And we know that we're coming to the end of it and we're nearly there, and you just have to step over the line. If anybody knows my mom, she knows that she's our biggest supporter. She's always on the sideline, whether it's career or on at a Camogie game. I could never block her voice out of my head, and I could hear her as the loudest person on the on the pitch. And I remember having to go through so many days of being like, don't say a word. And we had this chat where and we went out to play a game. She started shouting at all my friends and I was like, oh no, it's worse. I was like, shout at me again, it's fine, I'll take it.
When I grew up in Drimnagh, my first lesson when it came to running an economics was I was always called upon by the local neighbours to go up to the shops to get the butter and the milk and the bread. And they knew that I'd be fast. And the faster I was, the more shillings I got for going up to the shops.
Former Olympian Eamon Coughlan, since retiring, has been involved in business mentoring.
Well, I suppose in sports and just like business, your mind can get in the way most of the time. The confidence it takes is to realise that you've done your preparation. I remember waking up the morning of the championships, making sure that I got out on the right side of the bed. Everything had to be right on the day. Everything had to be the power of positive thinking. When I was going for the world record in the mile, I was looking to break 3 minutes and 50 seconds in the Meadowlands in New Jersey back in 1983. I would have written 349.7 on the inside of my shoe. When you see things written down, they go right into your subconsciousness. And when they go into your subconsciousness, then more belief comes out of you as you proceed. The last thing I would do after I tie my shoelaces and pack my bag and head out the door, I'd walk back into the bathroom and I'd look in the mirror and I'd say to yourself, Coughlan, you better win this frickin' race. Don't come back here a loser. And I give a little punch to the mirror and say, go do it. This was all talking to yourself and building up your positive mental attitude.
But how do you compose yourself to get a deal over the finish line?
Well, I remember the World Championships 1983, August 14th it was, as if it was yesterday. And I think sometimes if you get over anxious, both in training and in racing, and you lose your cool, things can go wrong. One of my favourite songs was Come On Baby, It Hurts So Good. And as I warmed up in the tunnel in Helsinki, I had my Sony Walkman on, the headphones blasting away, and that just calmed me down. And the reason I said about it hurts so good is I knew this was going to hurt, and I wanted to make that hurt feeling feel good. Well, having finished fourth in 1976 and 1980 Olympic Games, the gun went off. I'm at the back of the pack. I'm still in last place or second last place after 4 laps. And then all of a sudden I had to say to myself, I can hear the commentators now saying, he finished fourth in 1976, he finished fourth in 1980, and here he is again going to fail. And it was that sense of negativity or being kind of told, you're finished with it, was what drove me on.
Eamon Coughlan, the champion of the world, Physical activity is linked to sharper thinking, better memory, and better executive function. And when you think about it, athletes start training young, and so they're shaping their bodies and also their brains during those key developmental years. And alongside that, they're developing traits like time management, discipline, resilience, and goal setting.
Dr. Ruth Freeman of Research Ireland.
Neural imaging shows us that elite divers and gymnasts, people who have to flip around very, very fast, have thicker cortices in areas of the brain tied to movement and attention. Research suggests that top athletes may have brains that are not as noisy as everybody else's, and in fact, they sort of hear the world differently to the rest of us. In Northwestern University, what they found was that athletes, they identified the sounds more quickly. They were then able to kind of quieten the rest of their brain, filtering out noise and focusing on what matters. If you're playing a team sport, you need to be able to hear the people around you. Even playing something like tennis or golf, you're conscious of the whoosh of the ball. Could be much smaller sounds that you have to pick up and focus on.
Against Fermanagh 2004, I just mistimed the challenge or mistimed the tackle. Straight red card, sent off. It was a long walk off in front of 85,000 people. In the same way as when you're in a boardroom in New York City and the global chairman literally tells you to get out of the room because you're not delivering well enough for him or his organization, it's a long walk out of the boardroom and down the stairs. But that's what's unique about great sports people, Shifra, and great business people. They get up and go again. They see failure as merely an opportunity to start again more intelligently.
Former Armagh footballer Enda McNulty is a sports psychologist and founder of McNulty Performance.
One of the key things about great leaders is they've got good self-awareness, because then they know what they're not good at. Unless you're David Brent.
You will never work in a place like this again. Fact. And you'll never have another boss like me, someone who's basically a chilled out entertainer.
If you don't tame your ego and you don't have good self-awareness, eventually you're going to fall. You're a brilliant marketeer, but you know you're not great at operations. Well, then stick to being the marketeer and don't worry, pass the ball to somebody who'll do the operations. Do not try to be the best in the world you're less chance. It's not going to happen. Don't fool yourself.
But some lessons are harder to take than others.
It was a friendly game. There was a girl, but she was running up and down the pitch, soloing. She wasn't actually soloing. She was doing egg and spoon race and holding on to the hurl. I could not deal with this. And I kept saying to the ref, I was like, she goes out and plays championship now, she's going to get pulled up from that. You need to be pulling her up in here. Like, it's not going to get anyone anywhere. I kept at him. I was like, I'm not playing this game if we're not playing by the rules. Anyway, he sent me off. So the lesson for that day was to pick your battles, and sometimes you just need to let things go, walk away from them, and put your energy into something else. So she can keep running with her egg and spoon race, and I hope she's doing really well.
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.